Life is unnecessarily hard for us. How do I know? I have found that the biggest deterrent for me from getting something new done is aversion of visual/mental overwhelm, when my wires get crossed. Any occurrence of not understanding something begins the process. As a dyslexic, this happens quite often, especially when there is a form to fill out. What is most likely normal for people with a normal brain is gobbledygook, meaningless or made unintelligible by excessive use of abstruse technical terms to me. Now, it is not necessarily their fault. As I am working in tandem with my marketing client, it is clear that he has none of my difficulties. He has other difficulties, but not brain scramble difficulties. Now, why am I sharing this? Because unless you observe what is going on, and consider that it is a symptom of something, you'll be stuck and won't be able to move further, or higher, because of the meaning you assign. I assign the meaning, dyslexia. Visual confusion. Very unpleasant, and wants me to run for the hills, for something calming and simple, and obvious. But that is not the only way. I have found that there is more than one way to skin a cat. And that I can test and employ different approaches that may work even though I have this disability. Your TLB score shows your ability to hang in there, bear the discomfort long enough to look for ways around or through an obstacle. The temptation is to avoid situations where you are not brilliant. Which, for most of you, means, you'll never grow. Moreover, you'll never do anything worth doing, because you are stuck with doing what you have always done. So what do I do to overcome this serious impediment? The first thing is, I decide to not throw up my arms. I decide to not decide that I can't. This doesn't make it easier. The feeling is nearly unbearable, totally disproportionate to the threat to my precious eye. What I can or can't do doesn't really affect my eye, only the delusion of it. So I wait. Don't get busy with something else, don't try to pretend it didn't happen. The goal is to stay engaged on some level, despite the discomfort. By the way, if you follow these instructions, you can watch your TLB start growing. And in my world, your TLB is the number one indicator how far you can go. Life will not be smooth. People on your side may suddenly express displeasure or disagreement. And if your TLB is low, it will throw you to a loop. That is hard to recover from. Let me tell you. Most of us don't feel good about who we are, 93% of the time. So you are not alone. I am not alone. This is what Sigmund Freud was talking about in his Civilization and its Discontents. That life is hard for us. This is why it's hard. Because we feel all the time that we are wrong, that we are not as good as we should be, that this is wrong with us and that is wrong with us. With them. With it. With the world. No matter how high achiever someone is. No matter that they do lots of things well. And no matter how confident they look to you. Most people don't feel good about who they are. Our brain is trained to focus on what's wrong. It must have an evolutionary purpose, spurring you on higher significance, but it is definitely not pleasant. And if you have a low TLB score, it works the opposite way than it is meant by nature. This is why writing down every night the 5 successes, achievements, I practiced at some point in my life, made such a difference. Maybe I should revive that practice. Especially now that everything I do or try to do is a disaster. LOL. This is going to be a short article. Because I am in the middle of this. I will report on the different experiments I am making to get myself out of this tizzy. This stitch. And onto an upward trajectory. Stay tuned. So what is really going on when this is going on? Your precious eye is questioned by life? Your precious eye is not real. It has validity only in the mind. The unreality, the world of words. Life has grown and became too complicated too fast, and humanity isn't able to catch on. So this is everyone. The solution I am talking about in this article, is to come out to reality. And wait long enough that the emotional storm calms down, and you can get intellectually back to normal to handle what there is to handle. Trying to protect the precious eye that is attacked brings high emotions and real intellectual stupidity. But you are not as stupid as you feel. In yesterday's workshop, we are setting people up to confront their precious eye, so they can start practicing staying in reality. Want to get the recording? Want your anchor to doom, dominant beliefs therefore tackled? Get the recording. Let's see what we can do to set you free,